This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How storytelling enhances positive humanism and personal flourishing. Discover how storytelling supports positive humanism by fostering empathy, ethical reflection, and personal growth within a secular worldview. The power of storytelling in positive humanism. Have you ever thought about how stories shape the way we see the world and ourselves? I mean, we all grew up with stories, whether it was fairy tales, family anecdotes, or even news reports. But when it comes to something like positive humanism, storytelling isn't just entertainment. It's a fundamental tool for building empathy, understanding, and personal flourishing. Let me explain. Positive humanism, which draws from positive psychology and a secular worldview, focuses on improving human well-being through reason, compassion, and ethics that don't rely on religious frameworks. Within this framework, stories become more than just narratives. They act as a medium to communicate humanistic values in a way that's relatable and inspiring. Think about it like this. When you hear a story about someone overcoming hardship through kindness or perseverance, it naturally resonates with you on a deeper level. That emotional connection helps you understand abstract ideas like resilience, fairness, and dignity in a much more impactful way than a textbook definition could. How storytelling supports humanistic values. Here are a few key benefits of storytelling within the context of applied humanistic philosophy. Builds empathy. Stories let you step into someone else's shoes, fostering a connection that transcends cultural and personal differences. Encourages ethical reflection. When we engage with characters and real-life scenarios, we naturally question and refine our own values. Promotes personal growth. Narratives of challenge and triumph motivate us to strive for our own form of personal flourishing. Strengthens community. Sharing stories within a community reinforces shared values and collective understanding. In short, storytelling helps translate the big ideas behind positive humanism into everyday experiences that are easier to grasp and live by. Why a secular worldview benefits from stories. One of the things that often gets overlooked is how important storytelling is for those who live by a secular worldview. Since this perspective doesn't rely on divine authority or sacred texts, the way it communicates values and meaning needs to be compelling and relatable. Stories fill that gap perfectly by providing models of ethical behavior and examples of what it means to lead a good life based on reason, empathy, and shared human values. Stories become a kind of practical guide, inviting people to reflect on choices and consequences and encouraging them toward growth without invoking supernatural explanations. Bringing it home, your own flourishing through storytelling. If you're interested in how storytelling can be harnessed to support a life of purpose, well-being, and connection, then The Concepts from Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD, offer a great foundation. This book does an excellent job of explaining how applied humanistic philosophy can be lived out in practical, meaningful ways, and storytelling is a big part of that. By embracing stories that highlight human potential and kindness grounded in reason, we open doors for personal transformation and stronger communities. It's about creating a narrative for life that celebrates what makes us human, our capacity for empathy, creativity, and ethical reasoning, without relying on supernatural beliefs. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit http://positivehumanism.com to explore how embracing humanistic values through storytelling can enrich your life and the lives of those around you.